That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Sammy's Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Talk at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
This is God's Journey Child, Fed Old Chestnut, and you're
ladies and gentlemen, this is The Grub. Order up, ladies and gentlemen. You know, before we get into the show today, we have a special guest, Pastor Jean. I'm gonna let her introduce herself this morning so you guys could know a little bit about her. She's also part of the TPV Radio Network with her brother, Brother Don. They have a show on Saturdays at 4 p.m. So you can also tune in here on TPV Radio Network, also on KBG, The Bridge, KBG, KBRG. I'm so sorry. You can download Live at 365, family and friends. And of course, I have my lovely host, Sister Diane. And good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Yes. So before we open up the show, of course, we're going to have Sister Diane open up with a prayer, and then we're going to have Pastor Jean tell us a little bit here for the listening audience of The Grub, you know, who she is, just a little bit about who she is. So Sister Diane.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, everybody. How are you? Father God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for this opportunity where we can come, God, and we can indulge in your word. We thank you, oh God, because you said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So, God, we're asking that you get the hearts of the people ready. Father God, put your words in our mouth. God, let the words that come out of us, God, be the words that came straight from the throne of grace. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we thank you for it is finished in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, amen. Sister Diane, we have a special guest today, Pastor Jean.
Amen.
I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about you, Pastor Jean. You know, just for the audience who listening to The Grub could know a little bit of who Sister Pastor Jean is.
Amen. Amen. Good day, listeners of the word. And I'm so excited to be here today with my sisters. And God is just really moving rapidly in the ministry. So I'm just trying to keep up with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. I hail to you today from the state of Michigan, where I live with my husband. I have 3 children. I have 7 grandchildren. And we are increasing because we've recently added 4 great-grandchildren to our family.
Wow.
Right now we're in the process of waiting for God to bless us. We've written a project in this great state. there's such a need, and we're believing God that he will use us to impact and bring about a change for his kingdom in this area. And we're believing, God, that we're part of the end-day harvest. Amen?
Amen.
So we're just excited, and we're wide open and committed to the Spirit of the Lord, and we're prepared to do in obedience whatever the Spirit of the Lord directs us to do. And I'm just excited to meet with these ladies and share today the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Yes, God is good. So, family and friends, today, menu, we are bringing African dishes. Yes, so we're serving a little African food today. Our first one is Cape Bream. I'm going to give a little bit of what it is. It's from South Africa. It's marinated meat, rice, lentil peas, and spice, topped with crispy fried onion and hard-boiled eggs. And that, family and friends, with that being said, that is coming from 2 Timothy 1:7, and it goes a little bit something like this. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardness, of craving, crying, and found fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of claim and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Family and friends, when we talk about this, we got to think about every athlete that is out there who goes into training, conducts himself temporarily, and restricts himself in all things. 1 Corinthians 9:25 emphasizes mind. That the word is a difficult concept for us to grasp. And for some of us, it is. We need to live a disciplined life, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, if we want to enjoy God's plan for us. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And the fruit of the flesh is no control. Paul said, family and friends, I buffet my body. Handle it roughly, discipline it by hardship, and subdue it for fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and things pertaining to it, I myself should become unfit, not stand to the test, be unapproved and rejected as counterfeit, family and friends. 1 Corinthians 9:27, family and friends. We have to be ready. We have to get fit. We have to discipline ourselves and give God control of us, because he controls everything. You know, without him, we are nothing. We are nothing. So just like the athlete, you know, when you're a football player, basketball player, you have to discipline your mind, because our mind controls our body. So we have to discipline that mind so that we could perform better. And that's all it is, performing better for God, being better for him. So ladies, I'm going to let you guys take it over. I don't know who wants to go first, but we're going to have one of you take
Pastor,
it over.
You can go ahead. Let Pastor go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, as you were sharing, sisters, you know, the thing I thought about the recipe, I thought about the menu that you were serving up is the natural, you know, with the natural foods. And as you begin to read that scripture, and it says that God has not given us that spirit of fear, you know, I begin to look at the things that the Spirit of the Lord has given unto us, put into us, the spirit of power, the spirit of love, mm-hmm. and a sound mind. And I thought, boy, if mm-hmm. we could just let the Lord stir all those things up in us, ladies, my mm-hmm. Lord, mm-hmm. there would be no hindrance to what we could do for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what I saw as you were sharing today. And I said, you know, a lot of times we in our mind, in our natural minds, we think we comprehend what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But uh-huh. when we really look at ourselves, I mean, today, you know, I look at I know I have dealt with the spirit of fear before I came to the Lord. It was a generational fear, and it came, it came at me from my mother's side. My mother was so very fearful, and she actually she poured that spirit upon me. She poured that spirit upon me. But you know how it manifested with me? It manifested with me in the area of failure, meaning I would be afraid to try for fear of failing. Amen?
Amen.
I would be afraid to try for fear of looking bad.
Mm-hmm.
I would be afraid to try because of the fear of being rejected.
Come on.
Amen? So,
amen.
So,
come on.
And so what, I mean, that fear actually controlled every area of my life. It controlled how I interacted. It controlled how I interacted with my children, my husband, my co-workers. It, you know, it even controlled me when I began to even go into the household of faith, people of God. And it controlled me to the point that when it was told to me that there was a call of God upon my life, I really said, and I heard this voice inside of me said, oh, no, you've made a mistake. Not me.
Mm.
Not me.
Say what?
That's how much that fear controlled
exactly.
my life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have all of this, you've agreed with this to some degree, and then when you finally try to step out or step into the call of God upon your life, you still have that voice. It still nags you. And I kid you not, when my husband and I, we had a ministry, and I would make excuses not to go to church, women of God, because I was so afraid that he would call me up and call me out. And I would in tears beg him, please do not ask me to stand. Please do not ask me to pray. Do not call me up to say anything. I'm begging you, do not do it. And when he called me up, I would literally stand there, and you could see my whole body vibrating from the fear.
Wow.
I would shake to that degree, and when I spoke, I instantly began to cry. So what does that – so for the people that saw me, it showed them that I was weak, I was feeble.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. of course, you know, there were women there, and – of course, you know, they have idolatry for men in the pulpit. So, I mean, it was to the point one lady came to my husband and said that God showed her that he was going to give my husband another wife.
Wow.
That there was a ram in the bush. Are you hearing me? Now, I'm here to help some people, amen? But God, I can share this because God has delivered me. But I'm sharing with you what I have gone through so that you can see, so that our hearers can know that God is real and that God is concerned about every area of our lives. And that when God called us, he did not make a mistake. When God called me, even though I was a mess, even though I was full of fear and full of rejection and a weakling, that God saw what he could do with me, not what I was. Amen?
Amen.
So now here I am on this. Here I am. I don't know if you've read about the young woman in the Song of Solomon where it says she was on this side of the water and her brothers used to taunt her and intimidate her because she was a young girl. Amen. It says, but when she had encountered the lover of her soul, she stood up as a full-grown woman with
Amen.
Those of us that understand spiritually what I'm saying, please catch me in the spirit, people of God. Don't go to the natural. God did a work in me. And now I can tell you that I know that I know that I know. Amen?
Come on,
that God
amen.
Not only knows me, he knows my name, and he did not make a mistake when he called me in my mother's womb. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
But God had to... People, I had to allow God to deliver me from that generational spirit of fear. It was nothing I could do, no matter how much I tried to make myself into something else. I tried to make myself into this pastor's wife. But, you know, I just didn't look good in the big hats and the high heels and the long skirts and the, I just, that just, you know, at that point, that just was not enough for me. I was a mess, people. I was a mess trying to look the part. I could, you know, they said, well, you know, most wives play the piano or they teach or mm-hmm. they sing. And, you know, I couldn't mm-hmm. do any of that. I could do none of that. So the enemy said, well, you know, it was so bad, I began to try to find another wife for my husband.
Wow.
Because
wow.
I thought I didn't fit the bill. I kid you not. It was some serious time.
Wow.
But thank God for Jesus. He had to come in. He had to deal with me lovingly. And he had to take out some things, and he had to replace them with some things. And you know what? I lived, and I did not die. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But that works.
Yes.
Love, and I have a sound mind. Back then, I couldn't say anything. You would be like, what in the world is this woman talking about? If I was so flip-flop and indecisive. Amen? This is a powerful
Amen.
Scripture. If we could get a revelation of it. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So God is telling us, he's given us some powerful things, and we need to submit our hearts to the Lord so that those things can come forth in operation, because we need the things that God has given us. We need power. Amen?
Amen.
We need love, not just that brotherly love, but we need that unconditional love. Because, you know, some of us were unlovable. I would probably fit the bill back then. I would have been unlovable, trust me. And a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We need these in our arsenal today. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Sister Diane, I'll let you elaborate
yes,
before
ma'am.
We move on to the next dish.
Yes, ma'am. It's funny Pastor said that, because my fear came in as well from my mother, but mine came from the place of rejection. And because of the rejection, I had no love, and I definitely did not have a sound mind. As young girls growing up, it is a mother's job, duty, or however you want to say it, for her to teach her daughters how to be a woman, how to look in the mirror and see beauty, and how to be strong, teach you how to walk with your head up. And for me, I never had that. I got more battered. I was called ugly, and my forehead was big, and I got made fun of by my mother. So that fear in me came into a place where I had no self-esteem, no self-assurance, no self-love, no self-value, no self-worth, to the point where I would literally walk with my head down. And one of the things that is so prevalent in so many women, when we don't know who we are because we never had any affirmation, we tend to make so many wrong decisions in the way we look at ourselves, the way we treat ourselves, the people we surround ourselves with. You know, we have signs and flags everywhere telling us don't marry this person. But because of the loneliness, the brokenness, because we never have the confidence to step out and say, hey, this is who I am, and this is how God made me, and if you don't like me and if you don't want to be around me, hey, you are the one that's missing out. You're losing out.
Yes.
So for me, I had no self-confidence. I had no self-respect. I couldn't find anything good in me. And when you don't have self-confidence, people can see it on you, and they say, they may not come out of their mouth and say it, but when people see you don't have self-confidence, you'd be like, why should I have confidence in you? And you don't have confidence in yourself. Why should I believe in you when you don't believe in your own self? So when we walk in a place of fear, it can come and it can manifest itself in so many different ways. You know, and one of the things for me also, it came as depression. It came as anxiety. It came as suicide. And people, when you say I'm frightful, people, it's easy for some people to say, girl, just shake it off. Man, just walk it off. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just a little fear. But fear has gripped me to the point where I was sitting at school and they were calling us to put us in class. And you would have thought they opened a hose under my arm. I was so afraid just to get up to go and stand with my class. The sweat was just pouring out of me. And everybody else is sitting there, calm, cool, collective, just, oh, okay, this is a class I'm going to be in, no problem, no problem. And I'm here, I'm in a place where I'm almost petrified. And we don't realize the devil will use fear to stop us from doing everything that God have called us to do. And he doesn't just start, you know, at no point. He always, there's always a reference point where we can go back and see where that fear entered.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yes. You know, what a lot of people don't realize with fear, like how they say the power of the tongue, the tongue is a very powerful thing. Fear too, because fear is a mental thing. It affects us such in a way that we lose that self-control.
We lose that self-control
where we see ourselves different. Even when somebody tells us that we're beautiful, we don't see it because that fear of, like what Sister Diane said, you know, she was beaten down all her life as a child, that when she looks at her self-image in the mirror, she starts something different. It takes a lot from us, and it's not just for woman. It does the same thing for men. Because, you know, if a man has fear, it doesn't mean that he's weak. But we as mothers, we as sisters, we as wives, spouse, girlfriend, we have to bring up our husbands and our other half as well. You know, bring up our sons to be strong. To be strong. Teach them. And it's all about teaching them. Because if you teach them mentally first, instead of showing them, because there's different, when we talk about teaching, there's different type of teaching. There's different ways that people learn.
Yes.
So instead of teaching them how to be that physical man in the society that we live in, teach them mentally first. So that way they could have that self-control. So they could have that mind power. So when somebody tried to beat them down or beat our females down as well, we know how to stand and be strong mentally, that, you know, we will start that we could be strong mentally, that no one can take us down. So, you know, it's so much things, but fear affects us so much, and a lot of people don't know that fear affects them, especially if it's somebody that have not went through that type of devastating fear.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, you know, we just gotta learn how to learn how to train ourselves so we could have that self-control as well, family and friends. So we're gonna go into our second dish of the day, and it's kashir. It's from Egypt. It's a vegetarian dish of rice, lentils, macaroon, garlic, and chickpeas. So family and friends, that dish is coming from Hebrews 11:16, and it's a new kind of tire. That's right, family, a new kind of tire. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And family and friends, yes, God has prepared a city for all of us. He has prepared that new God. You know, when we try to look vibrant and virtual, we try to fit everything in. You know, we try, but we look into the mirror and we have that beaten down, thrown under the bus look. We never seem to say the right things. You know, people cut us off in traffic, dismiss our kind deed, you know, rebuff our attempt at sharing the gospel. And these are things that really happen, family, in life. You know, people forget. Yes. They forget to call. They forget to say, I love you. They forget to be welder. They are appreciative, you know, and may be even invisible. We're exhausted from not feeling in sync with the ebb and flow of this fallen life. Family and friends, it is a reality. It is okay not to fit in perfectly here. We really aren't meant to get comfortable on this side of eternity. We are earth travelers waiting with expectation for the home Christ has promised, a new heaven and a new earth. In the meantime, family and friends, cry out to the Lord for mercy as people have done throughout centuries. There's nothing wrong in crying out to our God. He hears our plea. He sees our pain. He overstands our tears. He will hold you tightly. You have to trust in him. Just simply say, Lord, I am world weary. Please tuck me in the cause of your mighty arm. Family and friends, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. We don't belong to this earth. This is why we're tired. This is why we make mistakes. This is why our flesh is weakened. This is why temptation. This is why the devil always trying to move in and attack us. We travelers, we only passing through. We here for a meantime. We're not here to live forever. We're not here to be here forever. Stop trying to fit in. Stop trying to fit in. If it ain't work then, it wouldn't work now. It wouldn't work now. Be yourself.
Amen.
Give it all to God. Just be who you is as a person. Be the person that God wants you to be. That's the most important thing. That's what we're supposed to be looking forward to. You know, not what our sisters think, our brothers think, our aunties think. Man, to the end of the day, forget them. They be all about you and God. If it ain't about your God and if it ain't about you, then why care? Why care?
True.
Why care? Sister Diana, I'll turn it over to you, and then I'll turn it over to Pastor Jean.
Oh, wow. A city built with our hands. Every time I think of what God allowed Jesus to die for us, that we may have life in abundance, love, joy, peace, hope, kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit. I can somehow imagine, because I have experienced some of those, but when it talks about that city that he built for us, and when he tells us, you know, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, I try to figure out what my mansion would look like in heaven. I try to see, because I love a great foyer, and I wonder if when I walk into my mansion in heaven, will the Lord have the most beautiful yellow flawless diamond in my entryway? See, when we think of things like that, the trials that we go through, some of the stuff that we have to walk through, that payday alone, it makes it worth it. And for me, as some of the listeners know, and if there's any new listeners, I live with a visual disability every day. And for me, you could not have lost a more precious sight than the sight, than the gift of sight, a more precious gift than the gift of sight. But even in my mind's eye, like the old folks used to say, I can still see how much God loved me in spite of what we're going through. And even though we go through and things don't work out and we lose, or we may think we lose, and we go into this battle and it may seem like we did not have the victory, we didn't make it through, like you say, Shanice, at the end of the day, at the end of the ages, when we stand before him, and he said to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into my rest. It is a blessed assurance to know that God has something so fantastically wonderful and amazing for us, that when we think about it, the trials and the tribulations seem to kind of taper off. I was listening to my word this morning, And I was listening to when Jesus was on the way to the cross, where he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when him and the disciples, they got there and they went to pray. And he had one prayer: Lord, Father, if it be thy will, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. And the Bible didn't tell us he said anything else. He got up, he came, and he saw the disciples sleeping. He said, y'all couldn't stay up with a brother for 1 hour. He went back to pray again, and he said the same prayer. But the Bible tells us when he came back and he saw them, he told them, sleep on. And that's what the Lord is saying to us. We can and will come to the place where he'll tell us, sleep on. But we don't just have to wait till we get to heaven to experience how we sleep on. We can sleep right here in the sweet peace, knowing that he has worked out everything for us, and he has built for us with his own hands. He didn't hire any contractors, subcontractors, anything. He built it for us, with us in mind, with his own hands. And that, to me, brings me great joy. It brings me great peace, because if Jesus knew what was waiting for him, but the Bible tells us he endured because he knew what great things was waiting for him on the other side of that cross. So I just want to encourage anybody who's listening, whatever you're going through, however you're feeling, if you hold on one more day, if you hold on, it's not might going to get better. It is going to get better. As long as you have Jesus with you, it is going to get better.
Yes. Amen. Pastor Jean?
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I'm looking at the, I have the wrong scripture, but I'm looking at the correct one now. It says that, therefore, and I'm reading from the Amplified, it says, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. God is not ashamed to be called their God.
Their God.
For he has prepared a city for them. Amen?
Yes.
And I mean, just think about that. And we were talking about that here before, how it causes you to feel ashamed and causes you to feel like you're just not good enough. But here in the Word, the written Word of God says that God is not ashamed to be called our God. And
amen.
So that's what I like about God. He doesn't just talk the talk. Oh, my God, does he not walk the walk? Whatever he says, he says, because I am not ashamed of you, daughters, I have prepared a city for you, city for you. Amen?
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, we can just take the one of those things that he's given us, the spirit that contains that sound mind, and just use just a moment to meditate on what he has just said to us. Lord, you have prepared a city for me. Lord, my God. Lord, what love is this? What love is this? You know, and then as we were sharing that scripture, God took me back, women of God, to 1 Corinthians. And I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. And he says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? Think about that. God, when he looks down on us already, you are a temple that I have approved of, to the point that I have put a piece of me in you already. I have put my own spirit within you. You are my temple. I mean, that's something to say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, look at me.
Amen.
God loves us so much that he has put a bit of himself within us, and then called us temple. That right there gives me a glimpse of the city that he has prepared for me. Amen.
If
within me, then that spirit can cause me to be so in tune that I can not only see what he has for me. But people of God, I believe that we can live out of that place. Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
I pray this way that my kingdom will come. Amen? My
yes.
kingdom. Pray for my kingdom to come. That means for mm-hmm. you to be right smack dab in my kingdom right now in what you're
right
doing.
There.
And where you're ministering from, you can have access to my kingdom right now. Right
there.
This moment. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't.
It doesn't get any better. His spirit is within us. He said, pray for my kingdom to come right now in your midst.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, women of God? Because we're spirits, we can operate right now in that
yes,
city.
Yes, absolutely.
That's there for us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. So, family and friends, we are going to be moving on to Proverbs 23:18. This dish is mamba de galina. And what it is, it's coming from Angola, Africa. It's stew fish made in palm butter, garlic, and okra, family and friends.
Wow.
Yes. And it's moving into your future. And like I said, it's coming from Proverbs 23:18. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off.
My God. How
to tap that off, I'm going to say, Lord, I surrender my past, my present, and my future to you now. Help me not to be anxious about my future, but to rest me in the knowledge that my future is secure in you. I want to keep one foot in eternity by never letting go of your hand. I want to store up so much, many treasures in heaven, that heaven will feel familiar the moment I arrive. And when I do take that final step into my eternal future with you, I trust that you will be there for me with all the light I need for that step too. Family and friends, we got to surrender. We got to surrender knowing that our future, our present, and our past. It's okay because God got us. And for me, it's basically saying that I cannot rush into my future. It's the same with going back to the other one where we know that God has prepared this city for us. God has charted out my future for me. When I look at my past and I look at my present, I know my future will be way better because I have more of a connection. I am more intimate with my God, with our God. I'm more intimate with Him. What else could go wrong? God got me on everything that He is prepared and has prepared for me.
Amen.
So all I could do is take the knowledge I'm carrying with me toward my future. Take that knowledge. I could rest now in my present because in my present, I am here to present. That's what present means, to present now, to present what I have now. Ain't no greater future than I could have because I am already walking in faith with God. I already surrender myself. I already give Him all of me. I give Him everything that I got.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing else I want. I'm asked for every day I get up. I am blessed.
Yeah.
I am whole because of God. Am I going to make mistakes? Yes. But my mistakes, I take my mistakes and I pick them up and I keep them as a lesson learned. Something that I don't want to repeat, something that I don't want to do again, because it's a mistake. You miss, so you have to take from it. And what are you going to take from it? You have to take that lesson from your mistake.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
You take it and you present it. You present it in your now. Because if you make a mistake, that is your past. That is your past.
Right.
So you take it and you present it now. Family and friends, God has so much for us. He has so much for us moving into our future. Take the things that you have now and marinate. Marinate in it. And just rest, relax. Stop being anxious about the future because God got us.
Amen.
We could be at point A and he could take us straight to point Z.
Amen.
This is how you could be elevated when you're walking with God. He could take you from A to B. So that's from 1 straight to 26. Like how the young generation is from 0 to 100. God could take you from 0 to 1,000. Just sit back and relax. Keep your faith. Keep praying up. Keep in the word, you know, a prayer day keeps the devil away. A word a day keeps the devil away. I'm going to turn it over to you, ladies.
Pastor, you want to go?
No, ma'am. You can go.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. As you were speaking, Shanice, that scripture tied in with 1 Timothy 1:7. Because if we don't have a hope for the future, we are operating in fear. And so many people give up on life because they look at now. They don't look at the future. Some people don't understand, like they say, life happens. You prepare, you know, you expect the best, but you prepare for the worst because life happens. And so many people think because, oh, I got a divorce, oh, my life is over. Oh, I was a teen mom, my life is over. And we hear that God is telling us we got a future. And then he also goes into Jeremiah and he tells us before we were even born, he had worked it out where we can have a great future. So today, I got to tell you today, these words are really encouraging me today, really, really encouraging me today, because there are days when you feel like all hope is gone. There are days when you look around and it's like everybody is getting a breakthrough. Everybody is where everybody is in love. Their marriage is on 10. Their kids acting right. Everybody got money in their pocket. Everybody got a smile on their face. It's freezing at your house. It's nice, warm, and toasty at their house. Nothing is working out for you. And sometimes the enemy will take our eyes off God and say, hey, I ain't forgot about you. I ain't forgot about you. I still got you because what we don't realize now that these people are happy and everything is fantastic, we didn't see them when they were in that place where they were going through, looking at other people saying, Lord, when, Lord, how, Lord, why? We don't see that. So I am so glad God give us a hope and he give us an expected. And I'm so glad he wants what's best for us. And I'm so glad he doesn't just see us in the past and in the present, but he also sees us and he has a great future out there waiting for us. So that's why we don't need to be jealous. We don't need to be envious. We don't have to do anything illegal so we can be where other people are. Because I believe there is a time and a place for God to bless each and every one of us. And I believe when our time comes and we celebrate for somebody else, I believe God allows us to see and say, now what you going to do? So I didn't save your husband. I saved her husband first. Are you going to still keep praying for your husband? I didn't fix her son right now, but I fixed the what you going to do? Are you still going to hope in hope? Are you still going to look at me and know that I am God? I never fail. I have the answer to all of your questions. Do you still believe? Can you still trust? Can you still have your hope in me? Because I told you I was going to give you an expected, and I told you I have a great future for you. The thing is sometimes when fear comes in,
It just knocks it off. It knocks it off. It's like Peter when he was walking to Jesus. He was doing good. The minute that wave came, Peter was like, oh, there you go. My life is over. Ain't no future for me. Peter started thinking. And Jesus asked him, why did you doubt? Why you let fear get in the way? You did something no other man besides me has ever done. And so many of us, we take our eyes off the prize. We take our mind off of God because we don't think that God remembers the promises when he tells us he is true and faithful to his word.
Yes.
Amen. 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 That was good.
Praise God.
Sister Jean?
Yes. You know, I'm looking at this scripture, and I'm seeing that there it says that there is surely a future for you.
Surely.
And it says, and your hope will not be cut off. Surely. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Amen.
My God.
And
if we look up, if we look in verse 17, it says, "So do not let your heart envy sinners."
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
But always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. Do not let your heart envy sinners. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
You know, I'm looking. And this is really a powerful scripture, but you know, I recall what it takes in order for us to achieve the promises of God, to believe the promises of God, and then receive the promises of God. And then when we go back to Hebrews, it says it takes faith. This requires faith, people of God.
It sure does.
You know, and do you know that fear is the biggest enemy of faith?
It sure is.
Because it encompasses doubt and unbelief. Amen. But if we read the definition of faith, it says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for. And what did he say over here? A future hope for you. It says faith is confidence in what we hope for. We got to hope for it, people. In what we hope for, in assurance about what we do not see. Faith is confidence. Do I have confidence in even this scripture that I'm reading in Proverbs? Do I have confidence in this? Do I really believe this? Do I really believe? I have to ask myself, do I really believe in my heart of hearts that there is a future hope for me? Even though right now I may have some situations in my life, in my marriage, in my family, in my family, can I really, by faith, grab hold to this, that God has a future hope for me? This is not my demise. This may be the way I came in, but the Lord says this is not the way that I will walk out. Can I really say that with confidence? With confidence. Because you said it, Lord, I believe it. And, you know, there have been places where I try to stand on the word, and I have to even say, you know what, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Amen.
Father God, this is
Amen.
Your word. This is what you're saying. Father God, put the faith in me to believe this until I have the peace in my heart, until this thing manifests, because it shall manifest, your word says that this is your word for me, that there is a future hope for me, and my hope shall not be cut off.
Every word
that you've given me, every dream that you've given me, Father God, I resurrect it right now in the name of
Jesus,
and I will believe it until I receive it, and Father God, I claim the full manifestation of everything. Everything that you have for me. Amen.
Amen.
That I shall believe in the name of Jesus.
And family and friends, we just have to have the hope. God is telling us that our hope will not be cut off. So why have doubt? Why live in fear? Why are we having all these negativity going through our mind? And God has promised us everything. And it goes back to where it says, you know, his word is truth and truth is in his word. So
that's
God
right.
is saying that it will not be cut off, family and friends. It will not be cut off. It's not like the like company, if you don't pay, it's going to be cut off. God already promised you that it will not be cut off, family and friends. Stop living in fear. Stop living in fear. Yeah. That's something that the devil likes. When we start, then you're in fear of this, then you're in fear of that. Then when you go, the doctor have you on all these crazy medication. I say, okay, it's going to make you better. And when you look, it don't make you better. It makes you worse.
That's
it makes
true.
You worse. I've been there that I stopped taking the medication and stuff, you know, and where you have people telling you, hey, you're crazy. Then you start believing you're crazy. Because
you
that's
sure
something
do.
That is implanted. And that's what fear is. Fear is something that the devil gives to implant in your mind.
Yeah.
He implanted
true.
In your mind to make you believe what he wants you to believe. But if
that's
you
right.
just keep that hope, it's going to be okay.
Amen.
God got this.
Amen.
God got me. He's going to take me through this. I surrender to you, God. I give it all to you. Put that hope.
Amen.
Keep that faith. Put that hope. And it's going
Amen.
To be okay, family and friends. We're going
Amen.
To go into our other dish. And it is from Nigeria. And it's
mm-hmm.
Jolly rice. And yes, Esco soup. And basically, jolly rice. Is a one-pack dish where it's rice, tomato, onion, and pepper. And the soup are made of ground melon seed and bitter leaf, fried plantain, and pound yam. And our dish is coming from Psalm 68:19, and it's fulfillment. Praise be the Lord to God our
Praise
Savior.
God.
Who daily bears our burden. Our God is a God who saves from the servant. Lord comes escaped from death. My
Hallelujah.
Glory Father,
Hallelujah.
Family and friends, who our Father, our, let me not say mine, because he's not just mine. He's our
Amen.
Father. And he is a glorious Father.
Mm-hmm.
Who bears our burden every day? Who protects us when we don't even realize it? And how much of us truly and honestly say, thank you, Father, for the escape from our death. Thank you, Father, for everything you have given me and my family.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
My healer, when healing me is not your will, you are my Father, my provider. I am
Amen.
Content with you even when I am not comfortable with my circumstances. I can rejoice in you even when I am filled with sorrow and grief. Father God, you comfort me. In this strength,
Amen.
Although I seek satisfaction from the people I love and my possession
yes.
and accomplishment,
yes.
Father God, only you can satisfy my heart. You only you can have me filled with your fullness in every way, so that I seek nothing and all to fill the holes in my soul. Only you
yeah.
can meet my core needs.
Yeah.
You are enough. Quiet with me, your loving kindness, the shadow of your wings, the river of your pleasure, your light and truth. You are the God of my salvation, past, present,
yes,
and future. You have redeemed me forever from sin and from Satan's power. You are now and forever training me to live
yes.
in fellowship with you and love.
Amen.
My future, you are more than my future. Salvation is as sure as your word is sure. I will live forever with you. Oh, glory, Father, what you have done and still is doing for me. And family and friends and sisters, this is what we fail to realize. When we hurt, when we go through things in life, we go to our loved ones. We go to our friends. We go to our family.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking it to the foot of the cross.
Yes.
He carried our burdens for us. He can fix it. Family, for no matter what we go through, God can fix it. He can make it better.
Yes.
He can lift us up. And he do lift us up when we are down at our worst. Why not take it to him? Everything that we go through in life, the Bible have an answer for. Everything that we feel, the Bible have an answer. The Bible is our gateway to life. It tells us how to deal with every situation and emotional, physical things that we go through here on earth. God has prepared. You know, that's like, well, when you have a baby, they don't come with a guidebook. God has prepared a guidebook for our life.
That's right.
Why are we still taking our problems, our burdens to our family, our love? They cannot fix it. They can advise us. And sometimes their advice is negative because you have to be, you don't know if this family member jealous you. You don't know if this friend envy you.
It's true. This is true.
Give it to our God.
Mm-hmm.
He is our Savior. He is our Father.
Yes.
He is all that we need.
Amen.
Stop looking at earthly people to help us figure out our life, because they can't.
Right.
They can't figure out our life. They cannot fix what we're going through. Sometimes all they can do is put the icing, like putting icing on the cake. And sometimes the icing is sweet because we don't know where they stand. We don't know where their faith is. They could tell us, oh yeah, God said this, God said that, and it goes back to what I said in a past show. Read the Bible for yourself. Don't let nobody else have to tell you what the Bible said. Read the Bible for yourself. Get to know God's word, because people could twist things.
They could
make it to what they want, but every time each one of us read a verse, if we read the same verse, we aren't. And family and friends, you're seeing it here today on the show. A verse is presented, but each one of us see it differently. And that's what God does. Each verse, every time we read the verse, God gives us something else different. He gives us what we need at that time and place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Family and friends, man, wake up, smell the coffee, because it's brewing. And like I like to say, hold up, wait a minute, let's put some God into it. Sometimes we have to look at our life and see, why are we going through the things? Because some of us say we walk in faith. Some of us say we got God and God got us. But how truly are we walking in that faith? How truly do we give our all to God to say our God is a true God to us, knowing mentally? Because you're not fooling God. God knows what we're thinking before we even think it. Even before
Absolutely.
It was a thought, God knows.
Yes.
So you only lie to yourself.
Does.
You only lie to yourself. Stop being a convict to our own self. Stop being wrapped in the wrong way. And stop giving it to God. Stop giving it to God. Surrender. Surrender. This says he is our glorious Father who bears our burdens every day. He takes care of everything we go through every day.
Amen.
Ladies, I'm going to turn it over to you guys. Pastor Jean.
Amen. You know, I'm looking at this scripture, and I mean, I just love these scriptures. I really do. It says, praise be to the Lord. to God our Savior, who bears our burden, bears our daily. My interpretation of the Amplified says that daily He bears my burden. And I was thinking about that scripture, ladies, and I said, you know, that really takes a renewed mind to even understand. Because as I was reading the scripture, I said, you know, Lord, when is the last time I gave you a burden? If you are there and you're available and you're willing to bear my burdens, and He says daily He bears my burdens. I asked myself, when is the last time I gave you a burden? Because, you know, I know I still have some burdens. But, you know, I'm trying to think when is the last time I really, really, really gave it over to the Lord.
Wow.
Because, you know, when we read the scripture, you know what? I don't have to carry anything. You know, as my sister just said, I don't have to carry this stuff. You're there willing and able to carry my burdens.
Yes.
You're willing and able to daily, not once a year, not once a month, not every month when you feel like it. But my interpretation says daily.
Every day.
Daily. His mercies are new every morning. But when is the last time I really let Him carry one, lady? Because when I look, it tells me who He is. In the book of Hebrews 4, it says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith that we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So, ladies, again, I say, when is the last time I gave God a burden?
My God.
It takes a renewed mind, huh?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And I just talked about having a renewed mind last Tuesday, when I spoke about strongholds. About renew mind, and it's true that we have to renew our mind. We have to think, and not only think, but see what we're doing and if we are really carrying our burdens. But we don't really carry our burdens to God. We try to solve them ourselves. Sister Diane, I'm going to let you elaborate on this before we move into our last topic of the day.
Pastor, you asked a question, and I'm about to answer you right now, like they say, right now. today is actually my fast day, and all I've been doing today is dropping burdens on the Lord, because I realized I was carrying some things, and they were beginning to wear me down. And I was not paying attention to it until I noticed it's constantly in my mind. Now, on this platform, we talk truth on this platform, and I believe that when we go through stuff, God allows us to go through it, so we have a testimony. And the one of the burdens, one of the things I had, and even while I didn't even realize that's what it was until I started praying, and the Lord just unfolded it and said to me, this is what it is. I was married to a horrible man. His mother and his sisters, they treated me horribly. Anyway, she died last year. And I'm telling you, God is showing this to me as I'm fasting today. I never had a chance. And I told the Lord that while I was praying.
I said, Lord, I never had a chance to tell her off. All the things, the wicked stuff, the lies she told her son on me, the way they would come to my house and disrespect my house and all these things. And I'm praying, and I was like, Lord, why is she keep coming up in my mind? She's dead. And in me, I'm thinking I have already forgiven her. And what the Lord is saying, what God was showing me is I still had anger in my heart towards her. Although she's dead, I still have anger in my heart towards her because what I was feeling, I never got the chance to tell it to her. So what I needed to tell her is now all bottled up in me, so I never got a chance to release it. And as I'm sitting there and I'm praying and I'm talking to the Lord and I'm telling God these things, he begins to show it to me. And I have to say, I just have to thank God because so many times we go to God and we do not tell God the truth. And, you know, we go to God and just like we put on our fake faces in church, how is everything? Well, everything is peaches and cream. Bless the Lord of my soul. Every time I open up my faucet, ain't none but Kool-Aid pouring out of there. Ain't nothing better than the life that I'm living right now. And so many times we live that life and we live a life of fakeness and we walk around and pretend like we have it all together and we don't. And all the time, because one of the things I always do, I always ask God, show me my heart. Show me my heart. If there's any unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, murder, slander, envy, jealousy, grief, whatever it is in my heart, God, I need to know because only the pure in heart shall see God. And I need to see God. And as I begin to ask the Lord to clean my heart and begin to show me myself, the Lord revealed to me, I'm still mad at a dead woman that treated me bad. So this for me is a serious burden because I'm waking up in the morning, I'm like, why is this old ugly woman on my mind? And I'm saying to God, Lord, she was an ugly woman too. And I'm you know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying all these things. And the Lord just said, that's because you're still angry at her. Mm-hmm. You didn't have the chance to go to her and tell her, hey, I did not like how you treated me. You know your son was abusing me, and yes, you lied to your son. You know he had a temper. You know all these things about your son, but because you don't like me, she don't like me because I'm from the Virgin Islands. I got Caribbean background. She doesn't like me. She said, I was over there one time, and she said, she don't even like Rihanna. I was like, why you don't like Rihanna? Because she's from the Caribbean. So she don't know Rihanna, but because Rihanna is from the Caribbean, I'm from the Caribbean, she dislikes me. And what we need to realize, that's why the Bible tells us, come out from among it and be ye separated. Because when you hang around people, I came to realize she was a very angry woman, a very vindictive woman, a very bitter and unforgiving woman. And when we marry into some relationship, we fail to realize some of these things, some of these spirits these people deal with, it also affects and it clings to us. So, woman of God, you're asking, when did we drop our burdens on the Lord? Today is my day. And I'm just here praying, and I'm asking God to deliver me because I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be hateful. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be nasty. I just want to have a heart that loves God and that loves God's people. And I don't know if God allowed me to take this day of fasting to share this, but I hope somebody can learn, grow, and just meditate on what God has done today.
Yes. Amen. 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 So, ladies, we are going to go into the last dish of today, and it is peri-peri chicken. And this dish is coming from, I don't have it. I didn't write it down. I didn't write, we're part of Africa. I failed my homework. But it's a grilled chicken with hot peri-peri sauce and creamy coconut sauce with a hint of cashew and peanuts. Yes. We see here on the grub, we eat our make you hungry, but we try to fool you with our menu. It's just a different way of, you know, bringing bringing different cultures together here through food.
Yeah.
You know,
love
so
it.
And that's what I like about it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And this one is coming from 1 Corinthians 10:31. And we save the last for best. It said, live a balanced life. Live a balanced life.
Amen.
The scripture says, so then, whether you eat or drink or whatever you may do, do it all for the honor of and glory of God.
Amen.
And when we see this, we have to, when we see or hear this scripture, you know, we as Christians, we must balance our spiritual life with our earthly responsibilities. Some people or some of us have a religious spirit that causes
yes.
to either ignore their earthly tasks or to do them without joy.
Mm-hmm.
These people or us only feel approved by God when we are doing what they think are spiritual, when we do something that we think is spiritual or spiritual things. Family and friends, we have to realize that God wants us to learn that you can communicate with
yes.
and enjoy Him while
enjoy
doing
that.
A number of earthly chores. He wants us to know we can talk with Him throughout the day as well as on bended knee.
Amen.
He is every present and always available to fellowship with us and to help with our needs. It is good to set aside special times to spend with our God in prayer and study. But we can also enjoy Him while we're doing other things. This way, family and friends, we can enjoy life and God at all times, not just during spiritual times.
True.
God don't want us to forget who we are on earth. He wants
mm-hmm.
us to be the person we are on earth as we are earthly travelers, but at the same time, not forget Him and just remember Him when we are the prayer study, you know, or we go to church on Sunday, or we pray when we come out of bed, or when we're going to bed. God's saying, hey, you could have both worlds, and it's okay. It's okay to have both. Just
mm-hmm.
don't have me when it's that spiritual time, but you could have me all time. A short
that's
conversation. God, thank you for this day. God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for blessing
mm-hmm.
me. These conversations don't have to be hours and hours or 3 hours of the day, and then you go on next 3 hours, and then you give Him another hour. We could talk to Him every day.
All day
even
long.
If we don't say it through our mouth and we're saying it mentally, He is still hearing us.
Mm-hmm.
He's still hearing us having that conversation with Him. So
mm-hmm.
family and friends, we could have, this is when you could have the best of both worlds. Because you can. So just don't have God when it's that spiritual time. He wants you to have Him all the time. You know, our God is a jealous God. And, you know, He wants us to know that we still care for Him like how He cared for us. We still acknowledge Him like how He acknowledges every moment in our life.
Amen.
So don't
Amen.
Be selfish and selfless. You know?
Oh,
keep it going. We could bake a cake and still talk to God. We could make the bed and still talk to God.
Amen.
Yes. So we could do multiple. You know, some of us say, well, I could multitask. Okay, multi-task,
mm-hmm.
I'm putting some God into it because He still wants to hear you talk to Him. He still wants
mm-hmm.
that moment.
Yes.
Ladies, I'm going to let you guys take it over. I know we're going to close out the show for the day until next Monday.
The best.
Pastor, you can go ahead.
Okay. You know,
when we look at this, the written word here, we see that that he was bringing some instruction to this particular church, and because they had a mixture of people, they had Jews, Greek, you know, they had a mixture of people, and so what he was trying to they had some issues because, you know, certain sects, certain groups of people, rather, they didn't believe in eating meats or different types of meats, mm-hmm. or whatever. So he was saying, you know, you're not, we're children of God. If we bless the food,
right.
Then we can eat. But if you're in a situation where there are people there that maybe, they, you know, they've not grown, they're not spiritually mature enough, they're still in bondage to tradition. Even
mm-hmm.
though I might have no problem eating pork, if I'm in the midst of someone as a minister of God or a child of God, if my eating that pork could be offensive to them, he's saying,
mm-hmm.
consider that. Don't just boastfully go in and say, well, you know, I don't know, I don't care about you, but I'm eating pork. I love food. You know, he's saying, you know, we're supposed to carry ourselves in a manner that is conducive to who we say we are. Amen? That we're
Amen.
Not to, we're not to be an offense in any way. He said he used food and drink as an example, but he said,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you do.
Or
whatever
yes.
you do. Do not, because we do. We have some people in the body of Christ who are, you know, they're I don't know what, dogmatic, you know, and they know, and they are right, and they require this, and they require that, and you must come up to their standards. But right here, we see the apostle saying, don't do that. Don't be that way. I remember on a personal level when I began to try to walk in the call of God, and in the particular area at that time, they had a problem with women pastors. They had a problem with women in the pulpit. I had to go through all of that. And during that time, you know, I thought to myself, if you only knew how afraid I am to stand up in the aisle, I really don't want to go here, you know. I am really up here in fear and trembling. And I mean, you know, no matter how meek or how humble I try to be, there would always be someone that would make a comment or, you know, and it was, and they would make sure it got back to me. And, you know, I went to the Lord with this lady. And you know what? I said, God, you have to give me the boldness to stand in love, because I really don't know how to answer these people. The only thing I had was a reverence for the Lord, meaning that I did not want to disobey him. So if he called me to do something, at that point, I was walking in obedience because I did not want to disobey my Father, my Heavenly Father.
Right.
And so God, you know, one young lady came up to me and asked me, my own mother opposed me, did not believe in me, that I was called to preach. So I didn't know. I mean, the only thing I know is that I was anointed to do it, and I did it. I mean, you know, I didn't know anything else, but so this one lady came up to me, and she said, well, how do you know you've been called? And God didn't call women. And I said, you know what, let me just say this to you before we go any farther. I really don't need to defend myself, because if God calls me and I'm walking in it, there will be fruit to follow. But if
that's
not good enough for you, then take it up with God, because he
that's
called
right.
me. I did not call myself. And, you know, I was able to turn and walk away free. And when I understood, I did not have to debate. I did not have to try to defend anything that I was doing, that belonged
Amen.
To the Lord. Do you know God set me free from that, and people didn't come
Amen.
At me anymore? Amen.
Amen.
But I had to do it in love. I had to do it with
right.
the confidence that God had given me. You understand? So this when I read this, you know, it caused me to reflect on how I used to, I felt like, let me study the scripture so I can find a scripture so I can throw the scripture back at them. And it was like a tug of scripture. That did not edify God. That did not edify God. But when I went to my Father, my Heavenly Father, who called me from my mother's womb, and he gave me what to say, you know, it shut it down. Amen.
Yeah.
I shut it down in love. They, I mean, as far as I know, they had no problem with me after that. And to this day, you know, we're all good. We're all good.
Amen. Sister Deanne.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. That one word stuck out to me, and that word is consideration. Boy, consideration. It's like no one takes into consideration the need of other people. No one consider how my action is going to affect this person, how if I say this, is it going to hurt their feelings, and we just go on and, you know, no big deal. It's my mouth. I say what I want to say. I don't pay taxes for my mouth. You can't stop me. And we never realize some of the things that we say can cause someone to stumble and cause someone to fall. I do live videos because one of the things God delivered me from is domestic violence. And one day I did a video. I can't even remember the message of it. But anyway, I shared it and I sent it to someone. That lady came back at me with a vengeance. If you are a woman, what you say, in business, and if you had a coach, then you should know this is not how you send this and this is not how you send that. And I read it. I was like, oh, my God. And I sent her back a message, and I told her the truth. I said, had God not delivered me from suicide, this message that you just sent me, it would have put me over, and today I would have killed myself. Because she was so negative, and then tried to throw in God in the mix to try to cut off the bitter and add some sweet. And I just went ahead, I looked on my thing, I said, I need to unfriend you, because I unfriended her. She tried to send me a message, I just blocked her. Because when you are not considering the way somebody may, today you might be happy. That doesn't mean the next person is happy. You may have a job to go to. That person went to their job, and on their way home, they don't have a job. So when we think about considering other people's feelings, we don't do that. We say things, we act in certain ways, we call certain people, you know, certain names, we down people, we always walk around with our nose up in the air. And the sad thing is, it's not only the people in the world that's doing that, it's the church.
Amen.
And that bothers me so much when I see somebody get on the pulpit, and you preach my business that I told you in confidence, and you go ahead and you say, and you know what I'm saying? That hurts me so badly, because that had been done to me before, and that's why for a while I just quit church. I didn't trust people, especially church, because it was easier for me to get along with people in the world, because people in the world, you know who they are and what they are. But in the church, they're supposed to be different.
Yeah.
And they're not different, and you just say this and you just say that. And I'm so glad God gives us, Shanice, like you say, he gives us our instructional document, the Bible basic instructions before leaving earth. I'm so glad God gives us that, because some things we don't pay attention to that we do. And some things we just walk around all, you know what I'm saying? We just our head in the cloud, and we don't care because I'm having a great day, and it ain't raining by my house, and it's raining by your house, and my man's fine, yours fat. And we just going our merry way, not realizing the reason why mine got fat is because he's sick. So we just say stuff, and we don't consider each other's feelings. We don't consider anything. And I'm glad that God is saying to us, before you do anything, consider somebody else, because you would want them to consider you. If that person, like the woman of God said, if they don't eat pork, don't cook and say, girl, you know, I'm having me some bacon this morning. Don't do that, because you know how that person feels. If you know that person, God delivered them from alcohol, if you invite them to your house, don't have a bottle of wine sitting on the table. You know what I'm saying? And so many people
they fall back into sin because they hung around people that was not considering where they were at, did not consider where God delivered them from. And we know what the Bible said. He said, when that house is garnished and swept clean, he said, when that spirit comes back and find that house together, the Bible says he goes out and he gets seven spirits stronger than him, and now the state of that person is worse than it was before. So I thank God that he reminds us to be considerate of others, considerate of how we look at each other, how we talk to each other, how we talk about each other. And I just really thank God for today, because today have really, really, really blessed me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes. Pastor Gina, I'm going to let you close out the show with a prayer, and then I'm going to do the advertisements before we get off. You know, as always, Sister Diane, I love having you on your show. We will know from Pastor Gina today if she's going to be permanent with us on the show as well. So we will be having, hopefully, a new host as well added to the group. So, you know, we'll let her decide and see what God tells her and that family and friends. And like I said before, if you you can tune in and listen to us here on Black Talk Radio, TPV Radio Network. You can also listen to us on Facebook, also at TPV Radio Network. We're also on Twitter. And we're also on TuneIn, family and friends. You can download Live 365, The Bridge, which is KBRG. Yes, family, that's right. I got it right. So you can tune in to them and listen to us as live as well. And just Pastor Gene, if you didn't know, I'm sorry, I'm letting you know now. We are, as we go live on Black Talk, we do go live as well on The Bridge. Because right now we're playing live on that other platform as well. So we're being listened both ways. So once again, we'd like to thank Bishop Hahn for giving us the opportunity to be on his platform. You know, we put God in everything that we do here. For all the birthday celebrations, Pastor Gene had a birthday this weekend, I'm not sure on the date, but you know, happy birthday. You know, God is good to have you here with us, and hopefully many more years with us here as well. So once again, family and friends, you could tune in with us, the sisters. So honor up next week, Monday, to see what dish we have for you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we have another dish prepared for you next week, Monday. You can also tune in tonight for Men That Talk, that's 6 p.m. Yes. I have not done a show, but we're doing a show tonight. So, and then you can tune in with me again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. For the Caribbean Pepper Pot. That topic for tomorrow, I'm bringing you guys, I'm throwing two topics in the pot tomorrow. And the first one is going to be what God says about you. And the second is there any power in positive thinking? So those are the two topics we're throwing into the pot, pepper pot tomorrow night. So you can also join me tomorrow night as well. So once again, thank you ladies so much for making this show possible and for we to keep it going. Pastor Gene, I'm going to turn it over to you so you could close with a prayer as well.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we just come before you right now, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we have been spiritually fed. We thank you, Father God, for your spiritual food, Lord God, that you so richly provide, Lord God. It is nourishment to our soul, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you for the vision, Lord God, that you've given my friend, Lord God. Father God, it is an awesome thing, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the arena, Lord God, that you've given her, Lord God. Father God, for women to come together, Lord God, and open up their hearts, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, and I ask you to continue, Lord God, to anoint this program, not just this particular program, Father God, but every program, Lord God, that you've given unto them, Lord God, to bring forth, to be a blessing, Father, to your people, Lord.
So right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift her and her husband, her family, her children up to you, Lord God. And Father God, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to meet every need, Lord God, every spiritual need, every financial need, Lord God, every need in every area, Lord God, whether it be in their health, Lord God. Father God, I just pray, Father God, that you will not only meet the need, Father God, but bless them beyond the need, Lord God, so that they can continue to be a blessing to your kingdom, Father God.
Yes,
Father God,
yes,
I thank you, Father God, for my sister Diana also, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you brought her through, Lord God. Father God, that
you
delivered
her
free, Lord God. And Father God, not only did you deliver and set her free, but you blessed her, Lord God, to be able to use the things that the enemy tried to use to destroy her, Lord God, to enhance and bless your kingdom, Father God.
Yes,
Father God, I just thank you so much for what you're doing in this hour, Lord God, and in this time. I thank you that you're strategically putting people together for this end time war and gathering of souls, Lord God. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that you will be with us, Lord God. Be with us as we go in and as we come out, Lord God. We just plead the precious blood of Jesus, Lord God, over each and every one of us and our families, Lord God, that the enemy, we feel the enemy, that he will not find a point of interest, Lord God, because of our obedience, Lord God. We come against any type of retaliation of the enemy, Lord God, that would try to oppose or hinder, Lord God, or belittle what you have done today in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for each hearer, Lord God, everyone that tuned in today, Father God, and we ask you by your spirit, Lord God, to bless them, Lord God, that this word, Lord God, will go forth, Lord God, and it will produce fruit in the name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of
thank
Jesus.
You,
Amen.
God, for all
yes.
you've done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, ladies, once
thank
again,
God.
Thank you guys so much, so much, so much, so much. It is truly appreciated, and we, family and friends, we will be back Monday, hopefully with our new co-host, Pastor Jean. So, you know, family and friends, stay tuned and stay blessed for next week, Monday. And like you say here on the ground, order up. So, ladies, once again, thank you guys so much.
God bless you.
Yes.
God bless.